Troy Brockbank from Te Laruanga Te Hinengapu and Te Ngāti Wai, is a civil engineer, Māori advisory lead with PDP, is a board member of Water New Zealand and Taumata Arawai. And today we are talking about Te Manawa Te Wai and the lack of investment, serious investment in water infrastructure. Obviously, the Three Waters Kaupapa has been canned, but we still have ongoing issues in various pockets around the country. Nei rā, tamihi kia koe, ko Dale, tēnei Troy, tēnā koe, and welcome to Pākehā, hei aho.
Oh, mōre nei, Dale, o tērā, tēnā tātou.
Kia ora. Well, water's a big issue, and obviously when we looked at the devastation of floods, so many of our whānau Māori live in the valleys of our urban centres for obvious reasons. I guess back in the day, eh, Troy, the Richies built up on the ridgelines and on the hills, and those doing it a bit tougher ended up down in the valleys. Many we thought were safe, but last year we're reminded that flash flooding can occur in pockets that we seldom anticipated.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, this is a, you know, a well-known kind of concern, I guess, out there. For so long, with regards to a water issue, especially around stormwater and flooding, and in particular flash flooding, these areas have, especially these flood-prone areas, have been quite well neglected. Lack of investment in these areas, lack of upkeep and maintenance, and it's only when Ranginui and Papa Tonuku remind us of the path of water and the power and the mana of water that we start to kind of realise that we shouldn't be building in these flood-prone areas, that we need to invest more in our infrastructure, especially around stormwater infrastructure, especially around warning systems for flooding and hazard management and natural disaster management. So it's just this karanga that kind of calls on us every time there's this āwha blown in over our head with all this roimata and rain to come down. So for so long, I guess, we've been talking about the likes of stormwater as the poor cousin, but really it's more like the neglected cousin is how I would rephrase it. And I guess for so long we've had, like you said, up in the higher reaches of the catchment, those with the prettiest views, unaffected by the floods, are where the most expensive land perhaps is, and those in those kind of those flood, low-lying areas, flood areas, they tend to be a lot of the cheaper land where, unfortunately, a lot of our whānau and a lot of our houses are being put in. I saw just the other day in Tāmaki, there's a report around over 1,000 houses being consented in Tāmaki alone in the flood areas, which again raises a lot of concerns.
Tēnā koe, Troy. It felt as though the Three Waters Kaupapa deserved wider support. It could have been an infrastructural game changer, but it also appears that there were issues of co-governance which were highlighted as political tools that really stymied that program. I mean, when we look at Wellington, for instance, they've got water running down the streets, but the taps are running dry. It's not the only place with old pipes, too. What needs to be done for our water? And do you think Nanaia was actually right in saying we need to prioritise this in a national sense, even though it was a hot political topic? The work still needs to be done, doesn't it, Troy?
Yeah, well, we need to be able to make our water infrastructure affordable in the first sense. Housing prices are going up, land prices are going up, construction prices are going up. So it's very difficult for people to build new houses, especially where there is no infrastructure already. And again, we won't talk too much around the past, around the lack of investment in infrastructure there. But going forward, we do need to invest more. Whether that is at a local level, whether that is at a national level, it's going to be pretty hard for a lot of our councils out there to kind of pull together enormous amounts of infrastructure, money for the infrastructure that's needed to repair and upgrade and replace that infrastructure or even build new infrastructure. And I think this is something that we're all going to have to bear if we want to ensure our little communities in particular, or even the communities that we live in, currently are protected from the likes of a flooding event.
Tēnā koe, Troy, I noticed that the government's provided an additional $4 million towards flood resilience projects in the north to offer better protection in future severe weather events. Will $4 million make a difference?
Oh, I think it will. I think it will. And don't forget, this is on the back of a large investment last year that the government had also made. I think it was around $9 million for projects in Northland for flood resilience. So my understanding is this is an additional to that. Going to cover only four projects, though. Locate one large project in Whangarei, in the Morningside suburb, which will, you know, be very good for the community there, especially businesses around Kaka Street, Porowini Ave, Rāwhiti Street as well, with some of the houses down there in the low-lying areas. You know, that will give them some, I guess some assurance around preventing some of these flood issues that we saw in the past, especially last year during Cyclone Gabriel and other cyclones, and also some flash flooding events as well in the area. It will give some relief to a lot of the businesses and the business owners in that area as well, because I guess the majority of that area is businesses, especially on the Kaka Street side of Morningside. It's a bit unfortunate that it's only targeted, or this fund is only targeted really in two types of area, or two councils in particular, Whangarei District with the one project, which will take the brunt of that $4 million, but then also a couple of projects, or three projects, over in the Kaipara, around Dargaville in particular, but in the catchment of the Northern Wairua River there. But I think it's going to make a difference, but we do need more, especially in our little communities. Acknowledging last year there was some funding for these little communities or smaller communities, neglected communities, especially around Moriwa, Otiria, Punaruku, and others. But yeah, we definitely need more funding, in, especially in our Northland councils around our infrastructure.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. Just finally, you know, at a time when the government is questioning the benefits of Mātauranga Māori in some of the work streams that they oversee, do you think we're missing a golden opportunity here to get the best of our knowledge systems through an organisation, for instance, like Te Mana o Te Wai? And do you think that the mātauranga available through that forum is not going to be realised in the way that could improve water infrastructure, water care across the country, Troy?
You know, it's quite unknown what is going to happen with Te Mana o Te Wai. We've known in the recent government appeals, they've gotten rid of the Natural Built Environment Act and other acts. You know, this new government has said in a 100-day plan that they're going to get rid, or revise, I should say, the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management, which Te Mana o Te Wai is a part of that policy statement. So in that area in the future is quite unknown. But what I can say from my experience in the water and our sector, there's a lot of goodwill and there's a lot of growing understanding and recognition within our sector around the long-term benefits of Mātauranga Māori, but also Te Mauri o Te Wai and Te Mana o Te Wai. That gives me good assurance going forward from our designers, but then also from our councils as well to implement this. Will we get it right in the future? It's going to be one of those things. It's going to be ata haere, and we're going to continue to grow and to grow and to grow in this field. But what's not going to be helpful is if we get rid of this notion of Te Mana o Te Wai altogether. Just picking up on their flooding funding as well for Northland, a good case in point for that Mātauranga is in their Morningside suburb. My understanding from talking to Kaumātua over in Te Parawhau in Whangarei is that area used to be called Waihara in times of past, and it used to be part of a tidal catchment for the harbour there, but then also a lot of wetlands in that area. You know, Mātauranga would tell us that, you know, perhaps we shouldn't have built there in the first place. Perhaps if we, when we did attempt to build there, we should have built more of a sponge city approach where we were absorbing water and trying to deal with it, or trying to accept it on site and infiltrate it into the ground and to reuse it and all those water-sensitive design techniques. But never mind, going forward, we have this issue of a lot of impervious areas in that area, roading and a lot of businesses, you know, 90-95% impervious coverages on sites. So now we just need to understand what we can do and implement how we can ensure that those places are, those properties are protected and the community is protected as well. But going forward, perhaps there's an avenue there to look back to move forward and using Mātauranga alongside our engineering and Western science knowledge bases.
It's been neat meeting you, Troy. Thanks so much. And nice to know we've got a bit of a touchstone in this water infrastructural community. And looking forward to another conversation soon. Mauri ora ki a koe, Troy.
Yeah, mauri ora.
Tēnā koe, Troy Brockbank with us, Te Rārawa.